On this fifth week of Lent, John's Gospel takes us to Bethany and the raising of Lazarus. The center of the story, however, is not Lazarus. Rather, it's Jesus' proclamation, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus knew what would be taking place in Bethany, and it would be the last sign declaring who he was and that it was going to lead to his crucifixion. Jesus tells his disciples why he is going to Bethany, so that the Son of God may be glorified. And we know that glorification takes place on a cross. In John's Gospel, Jesus is never the victim. His life is not taken from him. He lays it down for our sake. He is glorified on the cross, fulfilling his purpose to redeem the world, to redeem you and me. You and I are now to live in the between lines or times, called to live these brief years as his redeemed people. We don't often think about our mortality until someone perhaps close to us dies, or that we become having health issues. Death indeed comes to us all, and no matter how long we live our life, it is brief compared to eternity. In the New Testament, James puts it this way: "What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Frankly, we don't think about the shortness of our lives. But how we think about our lives shape who we are, and that has eternal significance. Question: how will you be remembered when you leave this life? What legacy will you leave? Will they say he liked baseball, hunting, and fishing? She was a great cook, had a real green thumb, she could grow anything. When I am to conduct a worship service, a funeral service, I always gather with the family and always ask them if they would tell me what they remember or what was special about their loved one. And within that meeting, which oftentimes I think is probably the most dreaded meeting people want, they just, you know, they dread it, and I understand that. But when we come together and we're sharing those kinds of things, something special about their loved one, what they remember, oftentimes it develops into a gathering that is quite enjoyable. I learned some things I didn't know about the person. And there's certain things that I know about the person, but I need the family to kind of fill in the blanks, to kind of give a wholeness to what this person, who he was, who she was. But I also ask them and hope to receive then something about the person's faith legacy that defined their life but also impacted their life. If we believe we have been redeemed, then our lives ought to reflect our faith journey. Now, I don't consider Webster Dictionary as a source for theological matters, but I was surprised in looking up the word redeem, and it just goes kind of how we would expect: to buy back, to get back, to recover by pay or a fee, to set free by paying a ransom. But then the definition goes on with this: to deliver from sin and its penalties by a sacrifice made for the sinner, to restore to favor, to make worthwhile. With that definition, it gives us something to think about. You and I call Jesus our Redeemer because he completely fulfilled the requirements to redeem us. The reason the word redeem oftentimes seems like church talk for those outside the church is perhaps maybe there's no felt need to be redeemed. But even among God's people, it's disturbing to think that Jesus suffered and died for my sake, Surely I'm not that great of a sinner that he had to pay such a high price to redeem me. But isn't that exactly the problem? We are blind often to our own sinfulness. You and I need the discipline of the Lenten season to focus on our need to be redeemed and the great cost for that gift. Each week as we gather on Sunday morning, we celebrate like a little Easter. We're celebrating our Jesus lives. And the reality of the cross was necessary because we are of great value to our Lord, and that he has prepared a place for us to spend eternity. Now, people outside the church who believe there is a heaven make the assumption that heaven is a place where good people go, and they hope they are good enough. I've heard that all the time. People who give no thought about their faith journey and where Jesus is in their life, but they have a concept of heaven. And they're always prefacing by, I hope I can go. I hope I'm good enough. But you and I know being good isn't good enough. God has placed a requirement for those who will spend eternity with him. That is, to believe Jesus is our living Redeemer, who sacrificed his life for our redemption, and he lives to guide us now, here and now in these times, so that we can be light for his world and leave a legacy that will continue to be a light for those who are still on the journey when we are no longer here. Amen.